Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Interesting, Gator. I one point looked like we were doing a vacation overseas, but we had nixed those plans.
Mm-hmm.
It got into a real dicey situation where I had booked some housing for overseas and have been trying to cancel it for quite some time. Things got a little sketch with the whole cancellation process. So I'm a little nervous that I'm going to get, you know, charged for an apartment in Belfast.
That is overseas.
So, I have a lot of emailing back and forth and a lot of confusion and a lot of, well, we don't have you on record. And I'm like, yeah, well, you've been emailing me that you do. And I've got emails to you from months ago canceling that I've screenshotted and sent and a text message.
Is there a,
but I, you know, overseas, you just get a little, what have I got myself into?
Yeah,
no, I hear you. What shady website did I go through?
I understand. I once made a guitar purchase overseas.
Did you?
And it was like, did I just do that? Why am I,
did it work
I trust
out?
This? It did work out. It worked out fantastically. It's a beautiful guitar. But yeah. I wasn't sure really what to expect with that. Mm-hmm. Have you tried calling?
Belfast?
Yeah.
No.
Talking to this service that's out there? Maybe.
I'm not. I've been exchanging emails.
Are you worried about the language barrier?
Yes, I do not speak Irish. So do you know someone who does?
I mean.
Maybe they can serve as a translator for me. Anyway, we'll see. I called the credit card company and said, look, I'm a little nervous about this.
Right.
And their solution was, you know how you have the app and you can lock your card? They said, the day that you're supposed to check in, go ahead and lock the card and see what happens. And I'm like, what if I want to use the card? They said, then unlock it, use it, and lock it right back up.
Well, how did you leave it? What was the last exchange you had?
It came moments ago, and it said, and this is reassuring, thank you for sharing. We checked our calendar for this property, and we can't see your booking. Did you reserve any other confirmation?
Well, if they say you can't see your booking, then does that mean they canceled it?
It feels like that's the case, but it says I got an email basically telling me about I was supposed to check in in a week, and I'm like, no, I'm not.
No, check in.
No.
So now their last exchange is, we don't have a record if you.
Yeah, which is encouraging, but I'm like, then why did I get this email a week ago saying you're expecting?
So have you replied to this email?
I did, yes.
Okay.
And I said I did not. Suffice to say, it's starting to look like I won't be charged for this, right? I have either successfully canceled it or never correctly booked it in the first place.
There we go.
And see what the response is.
I like that.
Yeah, because, you know, I don't need that charge.
No.
No.
No. And I mean, unless you're going to Belfast. But that's when in Belfast.
Yeah. Nothing's certain until it's over, though, Doug. This is how this works. It doesn't matter how many people you spoke to, how many emails you've exchanged. Someone could have messed it up. You know how this is. You've done this many times. And then you just got to wait and see if you get charged.
Seriously. Until you get your July statement, you don't know.
Yeah.
Did that go through or not go through?
Kang, you're 100% right. The interesting thing about all this is that... all of this is going on and I'm handling it and my wife knows nothing about it.
Oh.
Yep. And so.
Well, I'm sure she's not listening.
She usually isn't. And this is the Burns family circle of trust, right? Everybody understand. We don't need to tell her if you know her. But.
Why haven't you told her? Don't want to stress her out, right?
I don't want to stress her out. And.
Because you're handling it.
Well, you know whose fault it will be? Well, mine.
Well, 100%.
And yeah. I don't need the grief until
I
completely earned it. Yeah, but if I deserve grief and I deserve getting a hard time, what the hell did you do?
No, I'm with you on this. Because let's say that she knows. You know what here's what she would tell you. Well, cancel it.
Right.
You're like, yes, I'm on it. I'm trying to cancel.
Well, that's what I'm attempting at this juncture. But anyway, so that's just something I've got kind of going on right now. Make sure I'm very hopeful that nothing will go south here. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. We got a Roy in Walled Lake here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Roy.
Hey there.
What's
How
up?
How you guys doing today?
We're great.
Nothing. The one guy that called in and said he was tired of old guys saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, that saying still works, man. But at the same time, time waits on nobody, you know. It goes on no matter what. So we need a relief pitcher. We do.
Time goes on.
Look, time waits for nobody.
We need a relief pitcher. I like it. Yeah. I like the argument.
You're a cliche master.
Yep.
No. Anyway, and then these guys are scrappy. I called in that before, but you know, instead of the gritty, I'd go with
scrappy. Yeah, we do need it. Yeah. It'd be good to have a different adjective to describe them. Yes, 248-539-9797. Jim on a cell, you're next. Hello, Jim.
Hi.
What's up?
Not too much. I just wanted to jump in about the picking up a relief pitcher. Boston isn't going anywhere.
Boston's in the playoffs right now.
Yep.
Wow.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we could still make a trade.
But they're in the playoffs right now. Playoffs
are you talking
today.
About trading for Aroldis Chapman?
Yes.
Until Boston falls off.
Yep.
I mean, look, I would love it, Jim. I think we'd all love to add Aroldis Chapman. That was a name that was really hot a few weeks ago, was brought up when Boston was trending in the wrong direction. But they keep winning games, and now they're getting Bregman back in the lineup healthy again. They've won 7 in a row. They're 9-1 in their last 10 games. They've put themselves right back in the thick of the wild card spot and probably feel pretty good about themselves, given a challenging
the division. Well, then they got to look somewhere else, and there's plenty of teams with really good relief pitchers, and we just have to be very savvy. The bat we could pick up for a couple of 5 to 10 top prospects in our system is Eugenio Suarez. Plus, they're going to want future talent. We could trade our first round pick.
You can't trade picks.
Wait a minute. Yes, you can.
Well, they can trade their 34th overall pick because that's compensatory. That's the only one you can trade.
What I'm saying is, for future considerations, okay, the draft is coming up. Say, what player where we're picking would you like? And you draft him and you trade him.
All right, fair enough, Jim. Let me ask you this. So if you want to trade for Suarez, then who comes out of the lineup for the Tigers?
That's a tough question because I really like you got McKinstry and
he's an all-star.
And the other guy that they switch off on. And what's his name? Hasn't started hitting yet.
Right, so who would you take out?
Who would I pick up?
Take out. Okay, you're adding Suarez. Great. Suarez now, you know, you got Suarez as your third baseman.
Actually, I really don't think we need him.
All right.
We're hitting well.
There it is.
Did he call him Evgeny Suarez?
If he did, I didn't catch that. That's awesome.
I think he called him Evgeny Suarez, which is fantastic. All right, let's get to some of this feedback from people. It's 7-Eleven. It's July 11th. What is your go-to convenience store purchase? A lot of them coming in. More of your phone calls and feedback, including, I hope Charles, who has a Belfast story, I hope it's not going to make me nervous about this attempted cancellation of a rental apartment, a rental unit in Belfast. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday covering all things U.S. Men's National Team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.